This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We are just a few days removed from the NBA draft on Thursday night. Some big moves, teams getting better, and joining us to talk about that right now, covers college hoops and the NBA draft for CBS Sports, and you can get him on Twitter at Kyle_Boone on Twitter. Kyle Boone joining me right now on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening. So I feel like the bell of the ball when it comes to this draft. Well, Zion Williamson won, but the guy who drafted him isn't far behind, David Griffin. How well did David Griffin do on Thursday night?
I think that he's probably the big winner of draft night if you look at what he did. You know, not screwing up and not dangling Zion Williamson, I think, is obviously a big win. You get the best player in this draft, no question. But, you know, you move back, you had that number 4 pick and decided that you wanted to move back and get a few more picks. He ends up getting Jackson Hayes at number 8, a guy who's going to play center and really complement Zion Williamson well. And then he adds another shooter at 17, a guy named Nikhil Alexander Walker, who is a combo guard, an excellent three-point shooter, and I think he's going to be a great fit. So, yeah, David Griffin's stock is on the rise. I think he was the big winner of draft night.
Did he, specifically that move out of 4, was there a specific guy that you liked there for them at 4 that you thought would have been a great pick there? Or was this basically kind of a three-player draft, and at that point, better to move back and get some more bodies?
Yeah, I think there was a guy who would have been a good fit there, and that's Jarrett Culver, the shooting guard out of Texas Tech. But I think there's definitely a drop-off between 1 and 3 and 4 in the 10 range. So, you know, he decided that he could get some more value outside of that, and by trading that pick, he was able to liquidate that and get a shooter at 17 and then a center at number 8. But, you know, I think most of the draft people and the people that I talked to thought that Darius Garland was actually the number 4 prospect in this class. And, you know, point guard is not really something that the Pelicans needed. You know, they just traded for Lonzo Ball. They already have Jrue Holiday. There's really no need for that. And so, you know, I think the drop-off between the 1 through 3 spot and what they could have got at number 4, presumably with either DeAndre Hunter or Jarrett Culver, it makes sense that they were able to trade down and get some more draft assets.
All right, I want to ask you, Kyle, and I'm talking to Kyle Boone of CBS Sports, about the two teams that the Pelicans have been doing deals with that relate to this draft. I want to talk about the Lakers in just a second. But the team that moved up into that number 4 spot to get the number 4 pick, the Atlanta Hawks, they take DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia. They're still sitting there at 10, and they take Cam Reddish from Duke. How do you think Atlanta did with those two players, and how excited should Atlanta fans be when you add those guys in with Trae Young, who, along with Luka Doncic, were probably the two most exciting rookies in the league last year?
They should be pumped, man. I think they got a really good haul. I thought DeAndre Hunter was maybe in that 6 to 10 range for me, but you know, if you look at what the Hawks have with Trae Young and Kevin Huerter and John Collins, Hunter is really just a perfect fit. He's not a guy who's going to be ball dominant. He is exactly what they need, a plug-and-play 3-and-D type of forward. Can play the four. I think he can push John Collins to the five. They're going to be able to shoot the ball really, really well, and Travis Link really found a guy that he liked there. And obviously, they had to give up some draft assets to get him at number four. But if they think it was worth it, you know, I think the track record with Link is you know, I think it was a good move. And then at number 10, they get Cam Reddish, a guy who they had been linked to for a long time. Major upside, you know, he had a up and down season at Duke, but it, you know, he's a 6'9". Good shooting for him. He's a long-term investment, but I think he can be a really good fit in Atlanta.
And so the other team that the Pelicans have been dealing with of late, as we know, is the Los Angeles Lakers, the big deal for Anthony Davis, where from the Lakers end of things, Kyle, not only are they giving up on some of the guys they used first-round picks on the last few years, Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, they're basically ceding control of their draft to the Pelicans, whether it's throughout now giving them picks or maybe giving the Pelicans the ability to flip-flop with the Lakers down the road, and who knows how good or bad either of these teams are going to be by then. What are your thoughts about the Lakers' end of the Pelicans' Anthony Davis deal, especially given what you do, which is evaluating college guys in the NBA draft?
Yeah, it's not great. You know, the Lakers have basically given the draft rights to the Pelicans. I believe it's through 2025. So the yes. Lakers have officially gone all in, and I think we already kind of knew that because they traded just about all of their roster to the Pelicans to try and get Anthony Davis, and they were able to accomplish it. I think they would have no regrets about getting Anthony Davis, but you know, now you're trying to build elsewhere besides through the draft. You don't have any draft assets. I think they'll, you know, try and build through free agency, and hopefully they can do that. But, you know, I don't know that I've ever seen anyone give up this much for a superstar player. I think Anthony Davis is worth it, but I think time will tell. That is a lot of draft capital to give up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Kyle Boone, CBS Sports, joining me talking some NBA draft. I guess the antithesis of the Lakers, who just essentially just gave up all their draft control and picks for the next 6 years, are the Boston Celtics, where Danny Ainge loves to sit on picks for as long as he can. It seems like he treats them, you know, like they're you know, the old saying, this guy treats nickels like manhole covers. That's how it feels like Danny Ainge treats draft picks. What do you think of the Celtics, who came into the draft that night with three first round picks? How did they do?
I thought they did really well, and they had four picks, two in the first round and two in the second round. And I will tell you that I think their first second-round pick was probably the steal of the night. They got Carson Edwards, a microwave scorer from Purdue, a guy who can run off screens and make shots at a really high level at number 33. I think that's going to end up being a steal. Grant Williams, they got at number 22, a two-time SEC player of the year. He's super tough. He's super competitive. He's physical, and he's versatile. I really like him. And then their first pick, Romeo Langford, a guy who was a top 10 prospect coming out of high school. He was a little bit inefficient at Indiana, played most of the season with a torn ligament in his right shooting hand. So, you know, that's not great. I think they're hoping that some of that efficiency will return whenever he is fully back to being himself. But, you know, I think you mentioned it. Danny Ainge loves his draft picks. He's trying to cash in. And I think they had a really good draft.
The one player who I think, there's one of these every year in the NBA and the NFL draft, it feels like, but they start slipping and they're sitting there and you're watching them all night long and you're wondering, when's this guy going to get picked, is Bol Bol, the son of the late Manute Bol, slips all the way to 44. He's going to Denver. 7'2", played part of a year in Oregon. What are your thoughts on Bol Bol as a player, and why did he slip?
I'm shocked that he slipped to 44. I really am. You know, I know there's some red flags. And just to kind of briefly go through them, he only played 9 games at Oregon last season, had a foot injury that cut short his season. You know, he's 7'2". He's only 210 pounds, and that is a very tiny frame for a 7-footer. There are definitely concerns about how well he will hold up during an NBA season. I think that those are concerns that are definitely warranted. But, you know, you look at how he plays, how well he shoots it from three, how well he can protect the rim, he is a unique talent. And I thought that, you know, someone inside that late first round range would take a, you know, kind of take a flyer on him. Able to go to number 44. The Heat drafted him. He was a Miami Heat member for like 30 seconds, and then the Nuggets scooped him up. So that's an interesting flyer that the Nuggets are taking, hoping that he is going to be a good player, and more importantly, that he's going to be able to stay on the floor.
Talking to Kyle Boone of CBS Sports, talking NBA draft. You've mentioned a few of the names already. Carson Edwards, top of the second round with the Celtics. You've touched on some of the other guys. Who's another name, say, outside of the lottery, maybe in the remainder of the first round, from that 15 to 30 range? What was another pick that you looked at and you really, really liked for the team that made the pick?
Oh, no question. The one that immediately comes to mind, Brandon Clark from Gonzaga. And, you know, I think the Memphis Grizzlies got their guy at number two, and Ja Morant, the number two prospect in this class. He's an excellent passer, and he's an excellent playmaker. But at number 21, the Grizzlies got Brandon Clark, easily the most bouncy prospect in this class. He led the NBA in shots blocked last season. You know, I think he had some concerns at the combine because he didn't measure out well. But if you watch this guy play, you watch how much space he's able to cover, read, and react. He is going to be a really productive player at the NBA level. And I was surprised that he dropped out of the lottery, to be frank. So the Grizzlies were able to trade up. They were at 23. They traded up to 21, got their guy. And I think he's going to be one of the most productive non-lottery players to come out of this draft class.
I'm going to mix in a 2020 draft question here. And there's only one real, I think, to the average fan, one noteworthy player, and I think you can see where I'm going with this. LaMelo Ball is going to spend the year in Australia getting ready for the 2020 draft. The mock drafts I've looked at have him being a top five, top three pick. We've kind of watched him grow up before our eyes because of who his brother and his dad are over the last 3 or 4 years. Is LaMelo Ball, is he all that, do you think? Is he worthy of a top five pick in next year's draft?
I think he's going to be a top 10-ish pick. I don't know for sure if he's going to be top five, but you know, if you look at how he plays, how much range he has shooting it, and the fact that he's 6'8" and he's a point guard, I think that kind of says all you need to say. His production isn't there. You know, he hasn't proven himself to be a great player at the college level, obviously, because he has not played college. And I don't think he's going to put up big numbers in the NBL next season, playing overseas in Australia, but you know, the potential there, the body that he has, the physical profile, I think all of that suggests that he is going to be a first-round pick next season. It'll be interesting to watch, kind of see how that unfolds.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have LeVar back in our lives again. I'm just kidding.
Absolutely.
Kyle Boone, CBS Sports. Hey, Kyle, last thing. What are your thoughts on this ball cap conundrum on draft night, where half of these guys wind up putting on the cap of the team that drafted them, but we all know they're ultimately not going to? Do you think this is the dumbest thing in the world, like I do?
Yeah, it's cringeworthy, man. I know it stinks because, you know, you look at DeAndre Hunter walking across the stage with a Lakers cap on, and, you know, I think the Lakers fans have to be just furious because he's a guy who I thought could have played right away with the Lakers, and you know, that pick was traded, and he's going to be a Hawk. But, yeah, I hate that. I wish they would go ahead and send those transactions through so these players don't have to wear the wrong stinking hat.
Yeah, I think it's terrible marketing. These pictures are going to be popping up for years, and if these guys turn into something for their teams, these pictures from draft night are going to have them wearing ball caps from a team that has nothing to do. I just think it's so for all the good that the NBA does, how they can't figure this out is beyond me. Kyle Boone, CBS Sports. You can get him on CBSSports.com, and you can get him on Twitter at Kyle_Boone. Hey, Kyle, I really appreciate the time, and I enjoyed that conversation. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Anytime, Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.